598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Snowy Larry in the morning, madhouse, and yes, we got another celeb in the building. Y'all say what's up to Mr. Orny Adams from Teen Wolf.
Hi, Orny.
Hey,
Orny, what's up with
We're
you,
all
man?
Taking a deep breath after that. Excitement here in the studio.
Orny, you all right, man?
I'm
Welcome
great.
To Charlotte. This your first time in Charlotte, or you been before?
I'm so old, I can't remember. I know that sounds like I'm doing a bit, but I think I've been here.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to get you out in the city. You got to go experience Charlotte.
Well, they said, why don't you? Some guy last night goes, you got to go to the water slide park or something, some white trash activity. Proud of. It's an outdoor park. Like, it's a water slide.
What are they talking about?
Carowinds?
Is that what it is?
They have a water park in Carowinds.
Yeah. I guess that's.
Or is it a Great Wolf Lodge? Both of them have like a. Great Wolf is indoor and
I'm doing
neither. Or maybe it was the rec center. I don't know.
Did they tell you to go to Bates Ford Road?
No.
Okay, good. If they did, they were trying to set you up. They were trying to set you up.
That's a setup. It's going to be over for you.
So you had the Comedy Zone this weekend.
Yeah.
How many shows you doing?
You play there?
Yeah. I've been there before.
Great club, right?
Yeah, that's my home club.
Yeah.
My home club. Yeah, I love it.
What other club is there in Charlotte?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Not one. Not another comedy club, but that's the main one. How many shows are you doing this weekend?
Two tonight, two tomorrow night.
Okay. Two. Yeah. Did you start last night or?
You know, you could Google a lot of this stuff. Like a little preparation. You know what I mean? A little.
No, this is for the people. This is the information for the people.
She read my Wikipedia page.
I did. We didn't read his Wikipedia page.
What is his Wikipedia
She's
page
She's got
say?
The most baller move I've ever seen. She has these huge fake acrylic nails. Right? Which we're used to. But she ripped one off the pointer finger so she can text.
It's another level. No, what happened is actually two,
another
Marty.
Level.
It is two. One of them is my middle finger, which you about to get. Now I'm just
That one fell off. You can tell that one fell off. That
it
one
broke.
Was yanked.
Both
I
of them
get
broke.
In touch with this guy.
Both of them broke. Both of them broke the other day while I was cleaning my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Orny, you ever dated a black woman, Orny?
Yeah, you know, of course.
Okay. What was that like for you?
Not? Yeah. I've been around the world. I probably dated more black women than you. Sell out.
You might be right.
Orny, what do you like to do when you go to the different cities as you're traveling around?
I just do shows.
Just do shows?
Yeah, I do. You know, I've been doing this 25 years.
Oh, so. Man, congratulations.
Yeah, like I've seen enough. I've seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everything, you know, maybe some good food that's local, but it just feels like everything's sort of the same now.
We've really?
Been so homogenized and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you like vegan or something? Or are you still
no, 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 no. Oh, watch, because I'm white. It's the most racist thing anybody has ever said to me.
Dad,
tell me one time he asked a black guest if they're vegan.
You might have a point, Arnie.
I think I have a point. I know I have a
stop,
point.
Stop, Arnie. You got to give me some more emails.
Yeah.
Arnie, I don't need any more emails. Trust me. Don't give me no more emails.
I'm just throwing this out. Not too sure.
No, Arnie, a lot
vegan?
Of people, a lot of people
vegan?
Are
no,
vegan.
No, you didn't. Like, seriously, any respect for me, and he should have after I said that, the thing about the weave. He should have said, oh, we have some great soul food right. No, are you vegan? He's going to send me to some tofu stand. Have you seen the tofu truck?
No, I actually was going to take you to a soul food spot.
I'd love to go.
Okay,
I'd love
cool.
to go. Do you guys do you do Hush Puppies
yeah.
in the Carolinas?
Yeah, we got a spot right behind here.
I bet you guys do a vinegar barbecue sauce here in North Carolina. Yep.
They do both. Yep. They do sweet and they do the vinegar.
They got
one.
A vinegar awesome. One too. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I know barbecue.
Okay. Have you had Carolina barbecue?
I've had it all. I've been around the world.
Okay.
Been
okay.
around the world.
We got black girls and barbecue.
We got more.
I'm not too sure on his wife.
He might not. He's been around a lot of black people.
Who you got? Tekashi 6ix9ine or Ludacris? Orny.
You know, as a friend of Luda. You know, I sat next to Luda on the this is a true story. I sat next to him on a plane, and he sneezed at the beginning of the flight.
Mm-hmm.
I said, bless you. And he said, nothing. So I'm like, what a right? What a nothing, right? Look at that blanket. That
it's okay.
I can't
go
say
ahead.
That word?
No.
Some blanket people are pointing at a light.
It's okay. Don't worry. Right?
No, you're fine. Keep going.
So what is that?
It's It's nothing. Don't worry about it.
So, what is it? Tell me what it is. I don't like it. Do you mean it's a phone call?
No.
What is it?
When people say things that they're not supposed to say, we have to dump it.
You can't say the D word?
I guess not. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, you know what? I did know that because I said that before. And I got
exactly.
I got the light before.
Exactly.
I said DP.
D-picks.
No.
D-picks.
No. Somebody was sending that kind of picture.
But go ahead. Oh. Go ahead with your story.
Well, the story makes no sense now that the thing is we have to bleep it. I'm not going to get in the middle of the feud anyway. Who cares? I'm like. What's 6ix9ine? What's the guy's name?
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
The guy with all the tattoos. I'm not. Yeah. I'm like, don't mention that. I'm not getting myself in trouble. Cut the thing off. I'm not going to say the word again. It's still blinking. I get it. 2018. You think our listeners know the D word? The guy with a flip phone over here. That's not offensive to anybody. Give him the bunny ears that are above. What are the bunny ears? Is that for his
cell
phone?
What
is that? Is that his cell tower? Is that his cell tower? Let's get Saget back on it. Saget needs 3 questions to be certified. One question. I'll start a feud with Saget because I can take him. I won't say that word.
Surprisingly, we can say the A word. We don't, but you can.
I would never have thought you couldn't say that word.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to the Bible Belt.
I'd like to take a moment to apologize to all the listeners. Earlier today, I used a word that I don't think anybody should use. It begins with a D and ends in CK. I'm horribly ashamed. I'm disgusted with myself. And I'm not even. It's been so long. I don't even know what in context I use it. But I'd like to take a moment to apologize to all of Charlotte and to the world.
We accept.
Yes, indeed. He is in the building. Arnie Adams. If you put an H in front of his name, they'll call him Arnie.
Oh, no. Don't blink the light. Put an H in front of that.
We can say horny.
Yeah. Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Are you sure? The thing might start clicking again and blinking. Turn into a dance studio.
So for people that don't know, if you slip up in the radio, in here in radio, and you make a mistake and you say an inappropriate word, we have a dump button.
Because our show is live delayed back to the radio about 15 seconds.
So you click the dump button, and then a light in the studio goes off. And it sort of lets you know that you've clicked the dump button and you've caught that inappropriate word.
Yeah. So you only get one, though. It ain't like you can do like 5 or 6.
But everybody stopped. Everybody stopped. Like I ran into the church and took off all my clothes and said, let's pray. Nothing that bad happened. But everyone was like, oh, the lights. And then we're supposed to do a show. The thing's clicking and blinking for like a minute. And everyone's staring at it. We're supposed to be entertaining.
I told you to keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but it wasn't. It was like weird.
You're fine.
You glasses
on and everything.
You never had that happen before, Arnie?
Hey, what happened to the that black station in town? Well, they had a white guy on. And they took away their license. Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, man.
You never slipped up on radio instead of...
No, because I'm not that type of comic, but I would never have thought that word is a word. We're adults, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean,
at
least the ones that have big boy phones.
But you are
your mommy going to give you a real phone?
You are in the Bible Belt.
Yes.
We're down south. Certain words, they don't go for it.
Yeah. All right, I'm with you. I don't want to get you guys in trouble.
Speaking of phones, Church Boy's in the studio. If you go to my Instagram page, you can see the phone he's talking about. Church Boy has a flip phone.
I sure do. Man.
It has had the flip phone since 2004. No, not that one.
Yeah.
But has had a flip phone.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. So you switched phones and kept a flip phone?
Yeah. This
is
a new one. This is the 2015 version.
He said this a new one. It's not new.
Church Boy is selling Bible verses by the ounce on his flip phone.
I thought that flip phones were only for 60 and older.
Hey, dope boys. Church Boy got burner phones.
Ain't that
except he doesn't burn them. He keeps them.
Church Boy got a jitterbug.
It's got like big, like the numbers are huge. Old people can see them. Like you can't miss them. It's like he could press them with his head. They're so big.
Arnie, when is the last time you've seen a flip phone?
In our neighborhoods, we haven't seen those. Comedy Zone.
Can't wait to go home and tell everybody.
Tonight, tomorrow night, live at the Comedy Zone. Make sure you catch them. 9
No, they stole a flip phones. I'm not making this up. It's a stereotype. No, they stole a flip phones.
That's not a stereotype. Church, you're making us look bad.
He going back to L.A. Let me tell you what happened to Charlotte.
You tell this story, Arnie.
How are the shows, Arnie? I don't know, but let me tell you about this guy with a flip phone.
With a fake polo shirt.
Oh, my God.
We don't even know what he does. Do you know what he does? He just sits in the corner and laughs and looks pretty. He thinks he's better looking than the rest of us.
He's Church Boy. Personality.
His name is Church Boy. And he's a teacher, personality, and he slangs Bible verses off of his church.
And cakes.
And cakes.
Nice. Cakes. How do you feel about the D word? He's ready to go when you call on him. He's radio gold. You need silence? Throw it to Church Boy.
It's No Limit Larry and Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Burpee, yeah. Mr. Incognito. We're Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.